Me and my daughter were there the day before, and it was a catastrophic forecast day. So that's our bushfire plan. If it's looking hairy, we just go to the beach or go to a safer place, go to the library or...
And is that what you did?
We actually were heading back to the Fleurieu Peninsula and were preparing goods for the Wollongong Farmers Market just before Christmas, peak selling time for us.
Your products are olive oil, honey?
Yeah, my partner does the olive oil, and so it's a wild harvest olive oil, and that's from the Fleurieu Peninsula. The honey is from the northwest of KI. We also grow flowers, medicinal herbs to make a lovely skincare range blended with the wild harvest olive oil and also beeswax. And obviously I'm an environmentalist and an artist as well, so I'm always working to support the endemic environment there, to create education and awareness around the environment.
So you left your home there when the fires,
yeah,
the catastrophic warning came in, and just say a little bit, because I know it has impacted your,
yeah,
not only your land, but you too. So you just want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it's been such a difficult time, and I think it's kind of heading into the 40-day phase, and there are still fires burning on Kangaroo Island at the moment. So I think we have been really lucky compared to some of our friends. And it's just heartbreaking to see the devastation. And we're talking absolutely obliterated landscapes and communities just torn apart. So we had the fire raging through on the 21st of December, coming down the northeastern corner of our valley. And we were lucky enough to have two fire units from National Parks. They backburned around our assets to save some of our work sheds and beehives. Unfortunately, we lost our substantial organic orchard that my partner Phil has been pouring his heart into, and around 12 beehives and our workshops, so lots of our tools and hive supplies that we were making new boxes from. You know, rainwater tanks and various other things. But, you know, we feel very fortunate that the guys were there, and quite a few of them I actually know and have personal connections to save what they could of our home. Yeah.
Lowry, you are very committed to wildlife on the island. What's happening now in terms of the people who've been looking after the wildlife and the wildlife?
Yeah, well, the community is functioning at another level, you know, from a place of love and creating these huge networks and systems, just doing what they can to support the wildlife out there. There's multiple different groups that I'm associated with. Been working with the Kangaroo Island Wildlife Network, helping to run the Insta feed, fundraising, and telling the stories of what's happening on the ground. We've also been working with the Kangaroo Island Landholders Association group, just assessing what's happening with other community members and how we can support each other. So that also includes providing nesting boxes, and we've put up some pygmy possum boxes, and also different type bat boxes for micro bats and all different species of bats in different vegetation associations on our property to create habitat. It's been a busy week running up and down gullies, putting up nesting boxes and also trapping feral cats.
There's been a lot of discussion, hasn't there, about how to avoid this happening again. And of course, one of the issues is about land management and about fuel reduction. It's been a pretty hot discussion.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts on that?
You know, we have a duty of care. There's very limited resources and limited funding. There seems to be funding for promotion and development, but really we need to put those resources right back in to managing that country and managing the land so that we don't have a catastrophic disaster like we've just experienced.
Basically, more money being spent year-round on land management is what you see.
Oh, most definitely. Because right now we've got a huge box of band-aids and none of these things are the right solutions. So we need to address what's happened, come back to basics and look at mapping and management and look to our Indigenous elders. Look to how we can support and protect, you know, our ecology and our earth in a sustainable way.
It's one of those things where every crisis brings opportunities as well as trauma, doesn't it?
Mm.
And you're riding a funny balancing act between the two, I guess.
Yeah, it's like surfing a huge wave. You know, there's that kind of adrenaline that kicks in, survival mode, for yourself and your family, which I've had to do just because financially, you know, not being able to produce honey has hit us bad. It's one of our main sources of income. But we're very resourceful, and I've made a jewellery collection which will be available at the art gallery store in a couple of weeks.
Yes, people should Google you because you've had work in the Waterhouse exhibition, which is, you know, that's big time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting work accepted into that natural... What's the subtitle of the Waterhouse exhibition?
Natural History Art Prize. I was so thrilled in 2012 to have one of my pieces on display, and it was called National Treasure. So it was talking about Phytophthora and the impacts of... it has on habitat. It reduces 40% of the native vegetation, which is critical understory for bandicoots and kangaroo island dunnart. You know, the dunnart is critically endangered.
What's it meant to you to have such a response from people who don't live in Kangaroo Island? How's that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, I spent over a decade in London working as a designer. I have many friends all over the world, and I've certainly reconnected with a lot of those people that I haven't been in touch with for many years now. So, you know, in these tough times, you know, there's this amazing force that unites us. And I think we really need to look to that force for the future to create a better world, better communities that are all working cooperatively together.
Let's look then to the future. You've been involved in the campaign on the island and off the island of people who are worried about major private tourism development in the Flinders Chase National Park. Now, I'm kind of guessing that's on hold for the moment.
Yeah, so the campaign was called Public Parks, Not Private Playgrounds. So it's very much about community and conservationists wanting national parks to be protected for their intended use, for the protection, the propagation and preservation of Australia's flora and fauna. And I think now more than ever that is absolutely critical. Kangaroo Island is a stronghold for so many species that, you know, can no longer be supported on mainland Australia. So we really need to do whatever we can to restore and protect the remaining critical habitat that we have left.
And there is a court case, isn't there, in relation to the plans for the company that wants to build a luxury resort in that national park? What's the story there?
Yeah, the case is on hold. I think they're going to reconvene in April, and then it's due to go in June or July. Yeah. There's a lot going on. I can't remember exact dates. It feels a bit weird for me that people are talking about developments, and the government has started already talking about opening up areas for tourism. I think we all know what makes Kangaroo Island. It's, you know, it's nature's paradise. There's nowhere else like it in the world. You know, on the north coast, 85% of the species underwater appear nowhere else in the world. You know, it's a marine hotspot. So they're looking to put a port in at Smith's Bay, you know, which will have a devastating impact on that marine environment. So I think we need to rethink and look to how we can protect these natural assets and the biodiversity of Kangaroo Island, which is what really everyone loves and comes there to see, you know. I mean, it's what drew me there, to bring up my family and have my home there. As a child, we spent much time on the island. And especially in the Northwest, and that's what led me back there to settle. It was the best time of my life, just being in nature, not a care in the world, you know.